For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Millions of college students' plans nationally and thousands in Montana are being impacted by the protracted chaos of this year's free application for federal student aid. From Lee Enterprises, as they wait to hear about the aid they'll receive, huge life decisions are now crammed into a tight turnaround with the typical May 1st decision deadline for colleges. Students must either accept or reject an admission offer by that point. But some colleges, such as the University of Montana, have pushed the deadline back a month to give families and students more time. Kalispell's Quality Inn caught fire Wednesday afternoon. Contributor Dave Anderson fills in the details.
A plumber soldering inside the building accidentally caught a wall on fire, which spread to the attic and eventually caused the roof to collapse. Everyone was evacuated and no injuries have been reported. The fire also caused traffic problems due to a power outage that affected stoplights in the area.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Sometimes when you're out camping or just cruising the backwoods, it doesn't take too long to go from, wow, look at that, to, whoa, what was that? That's when a Ford F-150 truck becomes the key to survival. With the towing and payload capacity to haul out everything you brought into the wild, the outdoors can be unforgiving. But a Ford F-150 is the best companion you've got. Get a great deal on an F-150 today, only at your local Ford dealer.
After some communities have seen private companies close down emergency service operations, citing an unsustainable financial model, U.S. Senator John Tester recently introduced a bipartisan Preserving Emergency Access in Key Sites Act to ensure that critical access hospitals in rural areas be able to operate ambulatory services under a special enhanced Medicare payment model, since the current Medicare payment model has made it nearly impossible to provide ambulance service in some rural areas. Montana State University's Norm Asbjornson College of Engineering Assistant Professor Chelsea Heverin was recently awarded a prestigious career award from the National Science Foundation. Heverin, an assistant professor of mechanical and industrial engineering, was awarded a five-year $685,033 NSF grant to support her research project, osteocyte regulation of bone tissue fracture resistance. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.